Welcome to Dan Pimentel of Airplanista. Is that how that's said?
Airplanista.
Airplanista magazine. Now, how did you get that name?
I've been a blogger for about 7 years, and one night I was writing a blog, and it just popped into my head, and I went, okay, that's an interesting word. I went and Googled it, and there was zero results, and I mean, how many times does that happen? And I went, okay, so nobody's ever used this word. I guess I just invented it. So I immediately jumped right over and bought the domain name, thinking, okay, I'm going to do something with this at some point. And since that was about last mid-2010, I started the magazine in October of 2010.
And what is the magazine all about?
The magazine,
sure, it has something to do with airplanes.
It does. The definition of an airplanista is somebody who is probably everybody on the grounds of AirVenture today is an airplanista. We live and die airplanes, aviation. We've devoted our life to aviation, but more importantly, my magazine is about GA advocacy and the people that are out there doing work, almost all volunteer work, to push GA forward. These are flying young eagles, painting the airport benches, talking to Rotary clubs, the volunteers, the GA activists, those kind of people. Those are airplanistas, and those are the people that we want to celebrate with this magazine.
And how does the content differ, or if it does, in ways from, you know, like Flying Magazine or other enthusiast and pilot magazines that are out there?
I like to say, first of all, let me say that both Flying and AOPA Pilot, I read every word of every one of them. They're institutions, and they're fantastic, and I don't compete with them whatsoever. My magazine is about people, not stuff. And so I write, for instance, I wrote a story on the Piper Altair. I wrote about the engineers who designed the Altair, not the Altair itself. There was no specs in there. It wasn't about how the landing gear was constructed. It was about what was going through the mind of the engineers when they tried to design this airplane. How it related to Rodin's sculptures back in France back in the day, and how both were trying to create something pretty. One has to fly, and that's the difference. I try to go into the story. Not that they don't either, but they do a good job of writing about airplane reviews, the new avionics, those kinds of things. I write about the people like Linda Meeks of Girls with Wings, who is doing unbelievably tremendous work out there trying to get females to learn to fly. That is a huge issue of mine, and I've been an advocate of hers for a long time. And so that's the kind of people that I'm trying to get articles about.
Now, you're probably obviously the editor-in-chief.
I'm the editor-in-chief.
You have other contributing editors?
We have a list of quite a few people. Dick Nepinski, the EAA's communication director, is a monthly columnist. He writes AirVenture Backstory for us, which is what happens the other 51 weeks of the year here at Whitman Airport.
Okay.
It's one of the more popular ones. Jim Kepnick is also, he's in what we call our sexy centerfold, and it came around to be called that because there's an asterisk in there, and it says, if you don't think airplanes are sexy, this probably isn't the magazine for you.
Okay.
And so
you've got a centerfold like a lot of...
Yeah, it doesn't technically fold out, but it's every month I try to put one of Jim's photographs in there.
Now, you're sitting here with a copy of your magazine, but it's actually, your delivery is a little bit more centered toward another medium, correct?
It's completely online. We call it New Media Online Publication. It's delivered in a flipbook format online. The platform that we have is called All Devices, One App. And so, actually, you don't need an app. It displays on laptops, desktops, and all mobile devices. It actually displays the best on an iPad. It just looks beautiful. I see you have one there.
Yeah.
And so, we do have printed copies, but it's basically an online deal. There's so much functionality with online, and digital publishing is just, it's the Wild West right now. I can put video out there. I can put forms on, you can do a survey.
It's definitely revolutionizing media.
It is, and I've got nothing against my print brother, and I came from that. I could fill the room with articles I've written that have ended up with quote-unquote ink. It's just that's the way it's going. The costs on this are so inexpensive to produce a digital magazine versus a print one that it makes it possible to do this.
But you do offer
you can custom order print copies of them, and we do each month. Some people order them. I special order them for some of the contributors.
And then is there a cost to the subscription?
There is no subscription. It's free forever. And I'll tell you why. In May, I tried to make it a subscription publication. It did not work out. And without elaborating on the gruesome, gory details of all that, we tried to go into a subscription model, and the world beat me over the head with a hammer and told me, we're not ready to pay for digital content yet. So I went back to a free model, and I guarantee you it will be free forever.
And then the print, though, there's some costs in producing the actual hard copy.
If you want a hard copy, yes, you have to pay for it. And they're kind of pricey. We're not in the business of selling hard copies.
Right.
It's the convenience for people, and so it gets there as one magazine would go. It's, you know, $19-$20. It's not something that people would normally pay. But if your article is in here, or you want to have a collector's item, sure, then people are happy to pay.
And then you offer that. Where do you get your stories? How do you find the people that fill your pages?
Twitter.
Or screen, I guess.
Twitter. I'm a Twitter-holic almost, and there's two things. That, and then there's a website called helperreporter.com. HARO.
Okay.
And you can put queries on there of, I'd like to talk to airline pilots who flew to Brazil. And I guarantee you I'll get 10 emails of, I know somebody, or I am a pilot, or so it's a very good way to find stories. But Twitter, I'll put a request out on Twitter. Does anybody know female flight attendants that are currently trying to fight, you know, like quitting to do whatever the topic is, and I'll get somebody that I find it, that's a good way to do it. It's as new media, that's the way you get stories. No more shoe leather.
Okay.
Twitter is my shoe leather.
There you go. Well, everything's going digital then.
It is, yes.
And then what kind of things do you have going on here in the field? Where can people find you, or what events do you have going on?
They can find me over my 2 feet. I don't have a booth.
Okay.
We are.
But you've got a couple of events going on.
I've got a forum tomorrow at 11:30. Best practices for aspiring writers. I've been in and around the editing business for the good part of 35 years, so I'm going to be presenting what you need to do if you're a writer and you want to get into your stories in magazines. Tricks and tips, because I've worked on both sides of the envelope. I've queried editors, and I've been the editor, so I can tell you from being on both sides of that, here's what you need to do to get the attention of somebody at this level of journalism.
And you've also got another announcement going on here at AirVenture?
Yeah, we're starting a co-branded program, and what that does, because we're so strong into presenting GA advocacy, and since that is such a top-of-the-mind item for everybody these days, just for the survival of aviation, everybody wants to be involved in that. I mean, if you ask everybody out here, what's the number one issue, maybe besides user fees and the FAA, they're going to say, you know, getting young kids to fly, et cetera, et cetera. Well, everybody wants a piece of that. And so since that is our mission, our goal, I've been promoting that, and we're now on Google, we're the number one result when you put in digital aviation magazines, just in about 10 months. We've risen to the top, and so we're doing this co-branding program where corporations, organizations, and even one-off events can take their content and mix it with our content, and I could do like a XYZ company edition of Airplaneista magazine, and they could distribute it through their channels. It's a feel-good kind of thing. It's going to show their customers that we care about GA advocacy and about pushing GA forward, not just selling you stuff. And I think it's a really nice program. I've talked to airframe makers and airshow people in the last couple days, and both were very receptive to pushing that idea forward and communicating about how we can help each other to do that. And because they all want to be involved in digital publishing. Everybody wants a digital magazine now, but if you go online and try to figure out how to do it, it's really complicated.
Right.
And there's tons of really big, expensive pitfalls you can fall into. I've done all of that, done all the homework, and I'm producing a monthly digital magazine that's proven itself to be popular with the theme and the mission that we're on. And so it's really almost a no-brainer for a company to say, yeah, we want to be involved in this.
Fantastic. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. So if you give the website where people can find some more information, maybe just spell it quickly so they know what they're looking for.
It's airplaneista.com, AirPlaneista. Think of fashionista. It's Airplaneista.
There you go. Okay. And this is Dan Pimentel.
Yes.
Did I do that right again?
You did it.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Mel.